This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. I don't wanna know who's taking you home, and loving you so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, who's taking you home, and loving you so.
Alex Chalkas left over from yesterday, Valentine's Day postscript. Today's the 15th. I'm Doug Steffen. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the DJV experience, including me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, issues, discussion, what's going on yesterday. Hope you had a nice Valentine's Day.
Did you, Dougie?
A good day. I had a nice day with my... I spent a couple hours, as I said, in the park with Miles and Megan, and I find that yesterday there's a piece of audio that's floating around that Megan is going to send to me, and I'll send it to Kara so you can play. And Miles gets his debut on the radio by asking me to stop singing. And so we
so
were walking.
Even your grandson agrees with us. Funny.
We were walking through the park, and I started. I for whatever reason, we were in the redwood section of this park. Jennifer knows
so
the
fun,
park.
Yeah,
neat place. And I looked around, and there was a lady there with her baby, and I was serenading the baby, and oh, Megan was laughing, and I started to sing Some Enchanted Evening.
Oh, no.
You will meet it. So Miles is walking, he's holding my hand, he's holding Megan's hand, he looks at me, and he says, stop. So we sat on a bench, and I sang some more.
Did we talk about what a smart kid he is?
Well, the audio is pretty priceless. Megan said, I said, why don't you see if you can get that on, just see if you can record it, and we'll put
That's
it on the air.
That's funny.
So, she was going to send it to me last night, but I didn't see it. Stop. Cute.
That's
good news from Warren Buffett. Well, mostly this is good news. You know how today is a day for us looking at the glass half full or maybe more than that, and finding things everywhere that we can sort of put on the uptick instead of the downtick. And one of them, I have great admiration for Warren Buffett. I think he's one of the smartest business people that the world has ever seen.
I like to call him Warren Buffet, but you know what.
Warren Buffet, yes.
Like
CD
Buffett, I like to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he announced yesterday where he is putting his money. And as I said, most of this...
I have a few ideas for him.
Okay, yeah, right, yeah. He invested $57 billion in the last quarter, quadrupling the Berkshire Hathaway stake in Apple, increasing its stake in the four biggest airlines. He bought 57 million shares of Apple, 58, 59, close to 60 million, actually. He also, and by the way, that's worth, on its own, his stake in Apple is worth over $8 billion. And he had 15 million shares last year. So if he had 15 million last year, this year he's got 57 million. That tells you something about what he thinks Apple is doing and where it's going. Also, they spent, the Berkshire Hathaway investors bought $9 billion worth of airline stocks in December. American Airlines, Delta, Southwest, and United. That says something about the airline business, if nothing else. And they've had great, this last year was a great year. If you look at what they're trying to charge you for a seat, you're going to understand why, and people are paying it. I used to pay, at this time of year, to go back and forth across the country, maybe $150 each way, maybe a little bit less than that. It's, on average, $250. I just booked a passage for next week to go back home again. I think it was $461 round trip. That's $200 more than it was about 2 years ago at this time. So these people are just, and there's no, even 2 years ago we had the problem with the price of fuel. There's no problem with the price of fuel now. It's just that people are paying, and these guys, because they concentrated all of their assets, and that's a good investment. He also increased his stake in Sirius, which I find interesting. What I don't like is his investment in Monsanto. Because they're being bought by Bayer, which is the European equivalent of Monsanto,
I thought that was denied, that merger acquisition.
It was before Trump came into office, but now they're looking at it again, apparently. So anyway, this is very, it's reflective, not necessarily, I can be, he's got a lot of money in Wells Fargo and Coca-Cola. He understands the business. I don't know that this is a comment. He's not considered to be he doesn't do specialty stuff. He just looks at wherever there's money being made and invests in it. So if it were me, I wouldn't invest in some of these things because they just principally, I don't agree with the way they do business. But his principle is to make money for his shareholders, and so he goes wherever the profits take him. And, okay, I mean, I understand that. This is something, I mean, think about it for a second. He's the largest investor in the 10 biggest companies in the world. Think about that. He is the largest investor in the 10 biggest companies in the world. That tells you something about a lot of different things.
It's amazing that one person has such an effect on economies.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, at that level, you are, you know, you're playing a part in, you know, you're causing a ripple in global
economies.
Absolutely.
That's the other side of it, Victoria. Very astute on your part. That's a very, he's got these billions of dollars in assets. He owns 12% of IBM. And that company's been around for a long, long time. He's one of the initial investors. Can you imagine what he paid for it when he first got into it and what it's worth now? That kind of stuff. He owns, Berkshire Hathaway owns Geico. They own Dairy Queen, which I find fascinating. Owns railroad stocks. And let's see here. The price of one share of Berkshire Hathaway is $250,000. Want to buy one share of Berkshire Hathaway? It's $250,000. Wow! And I just but he's so astute. Right? Look at it. As soon as he buys into stuff too. That's the other thing. People look at. Remember that old commercial when somebody speaks? What was it? It was one of the stock that everybody listens. Remember? Was it E.F. Hutton or one of those commercials? When E.F. Hutton talks, everybody listens. Well. When Berkshire Hathaway or when Warren Buffett talks, everybody listens.
It's an endorsement, yeah.
So when he goes in, that automatically kicks up the price of whatever stock he's buying just because he's in it. So you're right. Imagine, Victoria, you're right on that. What power he holds. No wonder heads of state around the world all want to know him.
Right.
And why it is. He was asked by Charlie Rose on Friday why he went back into the airlines. And he said, quote, the industry was once balkanized. It's now bulking up and has come to realize that an empty seat is a perishable asset. More planes are traveling more full. When's the last time you got on a plane that wasn't full? Every time I get on a plane, there isn't a seat in the house. And it never used to be that way. So,
is that
anyway,
because they're canceling flights that aren't full and they're just moving people around?
No, they don't.
There's
less
flights and more people traveling, don't you think?
Well, there's fewer planes because they consolidated.
Right. Clearly it's not prices, because I think it's been very expensive to buy an airline ticket.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, I want to spend some time talking about... I got into a thing earlier on this morning. If you want to listen to it, it's an hour number three of the archives. We're talking about seeds and seed catalogs. And with that... there is a focus on Mexico and how our back and forth with them and immigrants and all that other stuff may affect what we pay for vegetables this year. I'll have that conversation in a moment with you. 15 past the hour with DJV.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Yourself. You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold. Be flirty. Be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride. Only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The Mexicans have been warning their citizens about the deportation crisis. I find this, we were actually talking about this earlier in the week. They've stepped up their work to protect their nationals. What a bunch of, what gall they have.
Yeah.
Much as anything.
And also they're hiring people to junk up the legal system in the state so that people can't be deported.
Okay, so one of the ramifications of this, those of you who are seed lovers and like me going to your seed catalog to order your corn for next year, you'll be interested to know that Mexico is one of the top buyers of our corn. And one of the Mexican senators, Armando Rios Peter, who leads a congressional committee there on foreign relations, says he is introducing a bill this week where Mexico will start buying their corn from Brazil and Argentina instead of the U.S. One of the first signs of action. These people got a lot of balsam, I'll tell you that. This guy sends a bill for corn that we're buying from the Midwest. We're going to change it so we'll buy it from Brazil and Argentina. He says it's a good way to tell them this hostile relationship has consequences. You've got
a lot of balsam, buddy.
Huh?
Don't they want their citizens back in Mexico? I mean, isn't that better
Apparently
for their
not.
Economy if their citizens are back in their country? It's just so ridiculous. It's not. But the corn thing, though, I mean, you know, well, look, if we as a nation, I mean, now this is just one person putting a bill ahead, so we can't say that all of Mexico, you know, thinks this way.
No, not suggesting that, but the fact that
somebody's
thinking
it. Right, judging by the reaction of the president and some of the stuff you hear.
It seems to be a sentiment that a lot of people have in Mexico. But if we were, as a nation, unhappy with Canada, and we decided, you know what, we're not going to get our maple syrup from Canada anymore, I mean, you know, this is what we were talking about, though. Like, this is capitalism, and, you know, you buy from where you want to buy, and that's how you make an impact on another global economy. To me, the dangerous thing is when I read this story, I had no idea. I mean, this is billions of dollars that farmers in America make by selling corn to Mexico. This could have devastating effects. I mean,
what you do is you sell it someplace else. You find someplace else, you put it on the market, and sell it somewhere
else. Mexico's corn will go somewhere else.
Yeah. One of the things that's troubling, though, is that
it might not be that easy, though.
Mindset. That these people who have been abridging our laws for decades now are going to take a shot at us because we're finally standing up for what our legal system has determined is the way to handle these illegals. I think they got a lot. What can we boycott from Mexico? No more tacos! 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Music time on the radio. Not unusual to hear music coming out of the speaker for the music program, but because music is such a part of our life, I like to devote a part of each hour to music, people that are making news in the music world. And so because Jennifer is our resident Californian, I'm only a part-timer, and she's a big country music fan, we decided to devote some of our time to some of the new musicians coming out of California who are making it in the world of country music, especially if you're tired of all the country people coming from Georgia. What do they call it? The Georgia-Texas line? Isn't there a song?
Florida.
Yeah. Them too.
Georgia and Texas, anyway. I don't know if you realize, are not next door to each other.
There's no line.
That it seems I did. Did you skip that day at school, Dougie?
I find that
love
to be...
Is this thing on?
This was a tribute to you and the people who are coming out of California. Don't be a wiseacre, who are new country artists. We are all trying to figure out who Cam is as we sing in the background. We don't know who
I like
Cam
her voice. Yeah, she sounds like classic country.
Yeah,
it looks like she began as a songwriter, and she's written songs for Miley Cyrus and some other pop artists.
Really?
Yeah. Another one of those people that's been in the background writing songs for years.
Yep. That's where the dough is. John Pardee. Do we know who John Pardee is from California?
I actually do know that name, yes.
Yeah, what's his story?
Don't have any clue, but I do know
good.
His name.
He knows his name. All right, good. Yep. So, it didn't sound like a country name, does it? John Pardee.
Sure, yeah. Really? Pardee?
That sounds pretty country. Where I'm sitting in New York City.
Yeah.
All right, so he, Cam and John Pardee and somebody named Brett Young have moved to Nashville. They're from here. They say their music has been hugely inspired by coming from California because it has a quirky vibe, you think?
A quirky vibe. Well, you know, I mean, people forget, like, California's in the West. Like, we're in country music territory.
Yep. Yeah.
You know. I mean,
all right, so let's see if there's
a twang.
What other famous country stars have come from California? Merle Haggard.
That's right.
The Californian.
Sure.
Buck Owens is Bakersfield.
Yep.
Gene Shepherd. I don't know. Where's Gene Shepherd from? You know?
Gene Shepherd. No, I don't know.
Jennifer, remind me to talk to you about the person, that friend of the guy who was a shooter-upper in San Bernardino. They got
arrested yesterday. Enrique Marquez, sure.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the country ranch here, Lee Greenwood from California, Dwight Yoakam. Hey, what a great country
name
that is.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah, he was. Yep.
Gary Allen. And so let's see here. Who else do we have from California? Sam Outlaw. First album was called Angelino.
Uh-huh.
Temecula Road.
Okay.
The name of them. Who is that?
That's a group, isn't it, Road?
Group, Temecula
sure.
Road. By David Looning and the California Bred members of the duo Haley and Michaels.
Okay.
News.
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. The next Big and Rich single is titled California.
Now we're in.
Now you like it?
Yeah, and this is actually a song that they're doing with Tim McGraw, which is huge.
Really?
Yeah, to have both of those groups together, Tim McGraw and Big and Rich.
Yeah.
I thought Big and Rich broke up. Oh. No, they're back together again. They did break up for a while, but now they're back together.
So they found out they could both be big and rich if they stayed together.
Right, right.
That's what they're doing. Marty Stewart's new album is called Way Out West, due next month, described in press materials as a love letter to the American West. California is the promised land. That's why I came here, Jennifer, because it's the promised land. The promise is it will cost you more to live here, and you'll spend more time in traffic than anywhere else in the country. That's the promise. And they're making good on it.
About right.
It is about right. I actually drove back from San Pedro last night, and I came up Sepulveda instead of getting on the highway, staying on the service roads, and I saved myself about an hour, I think. Crazy driving. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, so many dogs miss out on the opportunity for going for rides in the car because they get anxious in the car or they might even get motion sickness. But think about dogs and cars in general. For the most part, the only time dogs see the car is perhaps when they're going to the veterinarian or they're going to be brought to a kennel or a boarding facility. Make sure that your dog associates the car with only positive things. That could be the vet's office. Just take him there, give him a treat, play in the vet's parking lot with him. Also, make sure that you spend time in the car just sitting there with your dog. Remember, from a dog's point of view, it's confusing. He's sitting still, yet things are moving all around him, which often can confuse him and cause motion sickness. So spend plenty of time socializing your dog in the car, just sitting in the driveway, but make sure you take him to places that are friendly. Take him to a park, take him to a beach, take him to a friend's house, take him to grandma's house for a few minutes so that his association with getting in the car is positive, not just remembering from the last time he had a shot. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number
3030. Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu. Available in stores nationwide.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doug Steffen here presenting the DJV experience. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Kara Schillen in the focus of our discussion. We're listening to what you have to say. You can contribute, by the way, any number of ways at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Television news got a busy half hour here. Television news coming up in a few moments. And sports news first. People in the news. Jennifer, will you bring us an update of, I just made mention of this fellow in San Bernardino who was arrested a while back and then he was in court yesterday, declared himself guilty. Mm-hmm. He was the one who supplied the arms, I think. Wasn't that the story to the
shooter? Actually an old like childhood or teenage friend of Saeed Farouk, who was the male shooter in San Bernardino. This guy's name is Enrique Marquez, and about, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks after the attack in December in San Bernardino, this guy was arrested, and it came out that he and Saeed Farouk had done some, they were plotting to do terrorist attacks. They were planning on going during rush hour to a freeway overpass and just starting to pick people off with weapons from the overpass. Well, he actually ended up purchasing two of the rifles that were used in the terror attacks. He's going to plead guilty, or he did plead guilty yesterday, to federal terrorism charges, which ended a series of criminal court cases that followed the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil at the time since 9/11. So,
yeah. So he gets his comeuppance. Wonder what happens to guys like that when they go to jail.
Only 25 years old, by the way. This is what gets me so crazy. People described him, like, in his neighborhood, they said he was shy, he loved to bicycle, he dreamed of joining the military.
What makes him so angry?
Right. 25 years old. What makes him so angry? And was he the victim of radicalization by Saeed Farouk, who was the victim of radicalization from Tashfeen Bli? I mean, what's the chain? Right.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's a thread. Also,
a lot of time, people don't describe radicals as angry. They're just carrying out the will
like
of God,
business.
Right?
They're
working
business.
For religion. Right, right.
Yep.
They're working for their religion.
Yeah, right. Melania Trump in the news. She says she's going to keep the White House vegetable garden going. Man, we're into seeds today and planting, aren't we?
So she has her seed catalog out, you're saying?
She has her seed catalog out, yep. She's going to buy various seeds, make sure they're non-GMO, continuing this thing that was started by Michelle Obama, the White House garden, the kitchen garden, the rose garden, all these various gardens. The first lady's in charge of that sort of thing. So apparently Mrs. Trump spent Saturday in other gardens, touring around to get an idea as to what they ought to do with some of the gardens at the White House. And also, the wife of the Japanese Prime Minister was in town, so she spent time with her.
They were down in Florida looking at the Japanese
Del Rey,
gardens, I think,
to
right?
The Japanese gardens, yeah, right.
Is
have you ever been to those, by the way?
No.
Del Rey is quite a nice little town, and they've really gentrified it. The great restaurants, the fun, maybe the most fun. This is me. the train goes right through the center of town. I mean, right through the center of town. Have you ever been in Del Rey? We had dinner a couple of years ago at a restaurant that was right next to the railroad tracks. And I swear to heaven, we were having a conversation with these people that were friends. And the train came through 70 miles an hour if it was going 10. And it blew through there. And it was like you were going to get sucked into the wind of the train. It was that close to the restaurant. And it just is one of those things. It's kind of cushy, cashy, whatever about Del Rey. It's a sweet town, nice town, and it is quite beautiful. These gardens are very beautiful. There's a museum there. And because, obviously, Japanese gardens, that was the attraction to bring the Prime Minister and his wife there. I thought that was kind of neat. So anyway, she's all about gardening, apparently. Gardening teaches us, she says, the fundamentals in care and the evolution of living things. So those of you who like to take shots, maybe you should shoot at something else.
Well, I think also it's nice to preserve the White House kitchen garden because that has become one of the biggest tourist attractions when people tour the White House. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to see the garden. And when Michelle Obama was First Lady, she even said that surprised her because, you know, it's a vegetable garden. But she said that's the number one thing. All the school groups, the kids want to see the garden.
Yeah, it's setting a tone as an atmosphere.
It's
an example.
So
right. All right, Christian Siriano. You'll have to take this over for me, ladies, because I don't know that much. A name synonymous with red carpet designing. He was all over the place, apparently, this past weekend. At the Grand Ballroom at the Plaza Hotel in New York, there's a range of high fashion looks that have been presented there. Women ranging in size from sizes 2 to 16. This is apparently Fashion Week in New York.
Right.
You know about that, Victoria.
Yes.
I'm happy to see these bigger women being highlighted. It's about time.
Yep.
The plus-size models got their due because they really aren't that big. They are, in my mind,
normal.
Hello.
Right.
Exactly.
They're normal. But he's the only fashion designer, and he's become a major designer now. He won Project Runway and became a major designer, and he's the only one who does this. And all around New York, this created a lot
only
of buzz.
One who's doing it for plus-size women, you mean?
Yeah, and he has a line for Lane Bryant that he did a few years ago, and I think it's still there. But he's the only major designer at Fashion Week who has a variety of models, and it proving that, you know, high-end designers, you know, if you're a good designer, you can design clothes for all sizes and shapes. And you'll remember this, Doug. Remember when Leslie Jones, the actress from SNL, when she said no one would dress her for the Ghostbusters premiere?
This guy did.
Christian Siriano jumped in and did.
Yeah,
and he's been designing If you ever watched Mad Men, Christina Hendricks was the voluptuous actress on that show. He's been designing for her for years. So it's nice that it's becoming mainstream.
Don't you think it's, like, stupid not to? I mean, when the bulk of American women are in these sizes, I mean, aren't you just losing money just to be
well,
seen?
That's what I don't get. It's so, so smart of him to jump on this bandwagon, and he's the first one to do it. So he's everyone's going to be loyal to him when eventually everyone, you know, years from now realizes they've been stupid for the last 5 years.
It's just the elitism in the fashion industry. And, you know, Kara
and I were elitism talking in celebrity land,
Right. Well, and the fashion industry is even separate from celebrity land, but yeah, it's worse.
Has Amy Schumer added to this the attention?
Don't tell her that, because she'll freak out that you're calling her fat.
I'm not calling her fat.
No, I know, but she. I'm not saying that you are, but there was a kerfuffle, if you will, about a year ago when Glamour did their body issue, like no body shaming issue, and they put her on the cover, or they put her name on the cover as one of the plus size people featured, and she did not take too kindly to that. No. She's like, I'm only a size 8, you know, she really took offense to the fact they were calling her plus size.
I really did not like that she did any of that. That really turned me off of her.
Well, I mean, that's what she's known for. She's always joking about that, about how she, you know, doesn't fit into normal model clothing, or, you know, the I don't know. She's always calling herself a big girl. So you can't get famous off of that and then not be happy when people celebrate your body like that.
Right. And the newest cover of Vogue has, I don't know if you've seen that yet, Jen, it has all the sort of hot models right now, Kendall Jenner and Gigi Hadid and all this, and then they put Ashley Graham on the cover. Well, that sounds great in theory, except Ashley Graham is beautiful, and she is so photoshopped, and all of the girls are standing huddled together, and all of the girls are literally covering parts of Ashley's body.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's getting a lot of backlash, too. I mean, it's the industry has to change.
Yeah. Well, if they want to be successful and stay in business, they better find out who their customer is, what customer preference is.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Speaking of that, 43 past the hour, customer preference when it comes to sheets quickly becoming the sheets that come from Parachute. This is, we're establishing a brand here because this is a fairly new company growing very rapidly. And one of the reasons they're growing very rapidly is because they make a wonderful product that is popularly priced and they follow through with their promises. If you don't like the sheets you get at parachutehome.com/DJV, you can send them back and get new ones, get your money back. They donate the returns to Habitat for Humanity. They're very conscious people doing all kinds of things. They invest in the Nothing But Nets campaign, which helps people in areas where there's a lot of malaria be protected from mosquitoes and that sort of thing. Their sateen bedding, so soft and smooth, unlike any other cotton that you'll have felt. The delivery of this product, I went to their showroom, and Jennifer and Victoria have talked to the lady whose idea it was to do this because she went shopping. Did she tell you the story? She went shopping for sheets, couldn't find what she wanted. I mean, couldn't find anything that she thought was up to the quality that she wanted, so she created her own line. And that's just
how
one of the
cool
great
is that?
Things about
I mean,
Americans,
not only are you supporting you're supporting a great product, but you're supporting a great entrepreneur as well.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the thread count gimmick here? A lot of times you hear, 600 thread count or 800 thread count.
See, and that's my biggest issue with sheets. I'm a fabric fanatic because I think it really makes a difference when it comes to sheets. Mm-hmm. And we found out that even though you might want to try to buy like a high thread count, you know, 1,000 thread count sheet, after you get past a certain number, the thread count really doesn't matter. It's more about the material. Mm-hmm. And this material that Parachute sheets are made out of is the finest that you can buy. And you don't have
Egyptian
to have
cotton,
all those threads.
Right,
all those threads junked in there.
Made
and that's interesting.
Italy.
She did say, it's Egyptian cotton. And she said, which I never knew, she said, you know, when you get up to like 800 and 1,000 thread count, it's a marketing ploy because all they're doing is, in a sense, making the fabric kind of feel more coarse because they're jamming so many stitches in.
Right.
And that's what the thread count is like. They keep adding to it. So, it was eye-opening. It was really interesting. Yeah. But these sheets are just phenomenal.
Well, the bottom line is that you're going to be very satisfied when you get your money back. And this is a superb line that's priced right. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. Take advantage of what we've found out. We're getting much better sleep because of these sheets. You will, too. You'll love them. Nothing better than getting into good, clean sheets. And if they are this quality, even better. The price, even better. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. That's ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Carenti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make, but it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact the business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
47 after the hour. Those of you who are Mariah Carey fans, she's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight to debut a new song. Maybe if she's lucky, the equipment will all work and she won't be complaining about how, oh my God, they did me in. So what is she, what's the song? Anybody know about this new song that she has? She's,
it's called I Don't, I think, right? This is it, yeah.
Really? So then in next month, she and Lionel Richie are going to start touring together in Baltimore. I think it's the first performance. Is that not true in the middle of... I think it's a month from today, as a matter of fact. March 15th where they start. All right, so that's the story from Mariah Carey. Here's the story of Elle King recording the Golden Girls theme song.
Ah.
Now, this is a rock country artist of sorts. Yes, would you say, would you agree with that,
yeah,
Jennifer?
Kind of a King like kind of a pop star, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Thank You for Being a Friend is what she's recording. We got a copy of that.
She's the daughter of Rob Schneider.
Ah.
So funny.
So weird.
Yeah. Why the interest in the Golden Girls theme now?
Because it's really become popular again. It's been a resurgence.
That's a great song.
Well, the reason she did it is the purpose behind it is because Hulu is now going to have all of the entire series available on Hulu. So she works. She's she partnered with Hulu to redo the song
update,
to announce that they're doing it. Mm-hmm.
She said, such a big part of my childhood was watching Golden Girls with my grandmother. It's kind of cute.
It's a lot of people's story. Funny we story. All have yeah, that I story,
think,
yeah. I think.
All right, so Jen, what's on tonight that's hot?
Ooh, okay, Lethal Weapon on Fox at 8 o'clock.
It's a good show,
it's a great show, and people who love the show have been waiting for the character Leo Getz, who is played by Joe Pesci in the movies, you know, the chatty federal witness turned sidekick. And so they're getting him tonight. Thomas Lennon, who is the star of The Odd Couple, that just wrapped on CBS, will be joining the cast of Lethal Weapon in that role. Criminal Minds is doing a crossover event tonight, CBS at 9, and this will be Criminal Minds along with Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. So
I don't
like
get,
those shows,
I don't,
they're
I don't
crossing
get that
over.
Show. I'll
write him a note.
Yeah, okay.
What are you doing?
10 before the hour.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Past the hour now, time for us to visit with Warren Eckstein from the beloved Pet Show, an animal show that's on the radio every weekend all around the country. If you want to find out what's going on with your pet, you want to examine the psychology of your relationship to your pet, you want to hug your pet, and you're supposed to. Some pets want to be hugged, some pets don't. We'll talk to Warren about that. Plus, the winner of the Pooch of the Year Award, Best in Show. Find out who that is. Warren Eckstein is here with us in just a matter of moments. As a matter of fact, to show you how quickly he'll be back, hold your breath.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
All right, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. Rumor... the German Shepherd won Best in Show. This is a female German Shepherd What do you make of all of this and the attention that's given to the dogs who win these shows, Warren? First of all, what do we know about the show, the winner, and then the ancillary side effect of who goes after these dogs after they win?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Westminster is the second longest running sporting event in the country. The first is the Kentucky Derby. That's really? Followed by the Westminster Kennel Club. So showing dogs have been around for years. Now, I don't mind people that want to show their dogs. However, whenever a breed of dog wins at Westminster or becomes popular for any reason, everyone wants that dog. And listen, when I was a kid growing up, I watched Rin Tin Tin every Saturday. What was the first dog my parents bought for me? A German Shepherd.
Remember what her nickname was?
Rin Tin Tin's nickname?
Yeah.
Rinny.
Yeah.
Rinny. Yo, Rinny, I remember you. So anyway, this is what scares me. German Shepherd is a popular breed to begin with. I do a lot of work with German Shepherd rescue groups, and they're all full. One of my friends in Southern California, they have 125 rescued German Shepherds that need homes. So when a breed becomes popular, this is what kids want, this is what people want, and that's what scares me. I guarantee you, in the next year to 18 months, even though there's an awful lot of German Shepherds at shelters already in rescues, you will see an inundated amount of German Shepherds that are going to be put up for adoption because people went out and they got them not knowing what was involved.
But don't you think, though, that there's such a heightened awareness of the, you know, like the hashtag adopt, don't shop? I mean, don't you think that it might be a little bit better now because people are so aware of not buying dogs that are going to shelters to rescue them?
You know, you would think so with so many pet shops closing up that sold dogs and now so many doing rescue work, which is a great thing. But you know what? When people see a dog on TV, whether it be a German Shepherd, a Chihuahua, or a Border Collie, that's exactly the breed of dog they want. And they become really popular. Chihuahuas after Beverly Hills Chihuahua, after Taco Bell commercials became really popular. So that's what really, really scares me. So it's a beautiful dog, and I love the concept that the breeder was obviously conscientious. And you have to remember that my background training German Shepherds goes back to Southeast Asia, Europe, Africa. So I'm very familiar with the breed. And so it's a great breed of dog. It's a super breed for kids. However, you know what? For most people going to the shelter, before you consider buying it, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. Before you consider buying a purebred dog, perhaps going to a shelter. And remember this. If you want a German Shepherd, 25% of all dogs at shelters across the U.S. are purebred. Go to a German Shepherd rescue. Go to a shelter. Get your dog that way. That's what I would recommend.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a study out this week about hugging dogs, and some like it and some don't. There are those who say don't hug your dog because bad for them psychologically. You're the psychologist when it comes to dogs. Is that true?
Listen, everything I do is hugs and kisses. Let me tell you, the first thing a puppy does when they're born is they hug together with their other littermates. The first thing they do is hug with their mother. So there are certain dogs, of course, that don't like to be hugged, depending on how they were brought up. Every dog I've ever had really enjoyed being hugged. So if your dog likes being hugged, hug away. If he doesn't like being hugged, don't hug. But most dogs really enjoy being hugged. In fact, when they're anxious or stressed out, hugging the dog generally will calm them down.
When Charlotte used to have her episode, she had little attacks because of her breathing, I just hold on to her for 10 minutes and she'd be fine. Normally she'd like to be hugged, but she wanted to be hugged for that because of security as much as anything else. Same as we want.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.